You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art, Chet.
Furious Artists with Francis and Liam.
Creative New Zealand has established a one-off $22 million worth of funding for established festivals around Aotearoa. This funding is available to organisations who have presented at least one festival in the past 5 years. Guest producer Sam Clark had a chat with Gretchen LaRoche from Creative New Zealand about how this funding will be rolled out.
Could you please tell us about this additional funding and its purpose?
Yeah, sure. So the $22 million has come from reprioritised funding that was part of the government's COVID recovery package. So it was otherwise uncommitted funds. And the purpose of it specifically has been to help alleviate some of the pressure, particularly on our arts grants funding rounds, and also to help support festivals, established festivals that are up and running, really responding to the fact that, it's the recovery for the arts sector is still ongoing post the past couple of years of COVID impacts.
How will this funding benefit established festivals? How will it go into those organisations?
Yeah, so we operate contestable funding processes. So festivals will be able to apply to us to deliver their festivals, so to make sure that they're able to get their programs of great stuff happening. Also, some of their staffing costs if they connect them with the delivery of the festival, and also to actually commission and create new work as well to be performed in festivals. So those are some of the aspects of it. And so all of that makes sure that both festivals can be continued to support and to grow, and also in turn, I guess, offer a lot of really great stuff that all of us as New Zealanders get to sort of enjoy and be uplifted by.
Will this funding reach new and upcoming festivals as well?
Well, the description of it came through from the ministry was that it's for established festivals, so something that has actually occurred or already happened within the last 5 years. So if they have offered something in the last 5 years, but we will continue to support new festivals as well and new initiatives through our other funding mechanisms. So basically, yes, we're able to support the gamut there, but this particular festival fund that we've created is more for those festivals that have at least presented once in the last 5 years.
So is Creative New Zealand looking to implement changes to our funding system to help better support our artists, especially with the proposed budget cuts in Tamaki Makaurau, for example?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think we've been quite upfront that, we've been hearing from the sector, and we agree that the way our funding programs are working and operating currently aren't really fit for purpose any longer. So we've just come off the back of 24 workshops all around the country and online, consulting with many artists out there in the creative sector around how we can do things differently and better their hopes and aspirations for that. And so we'll now start to co-design the way things might look in the future. So, yeah, we're definitely looking to do things differently in the time ahead that respond a bit more to the circumstances of the now, and both for individual artists and also arts organisations.
And what were some of the takeaways from those meetings around the country?
Yeah, big one, first of all, simplify things. We've definitely got a reputation for being pretty complicated in the process at the moment. And there's no arguments around that, that's for sure. But more nuance as well. So at the moment, we tend to be looking at emerging artists against established or individuals against big organisations. So actually recognising and having ways to better respond to all those sort of different types of people working in the creative sector and what they need. We need to rebuild the relationships and trust and actually get back to people knowing who to speak to in our organisation. And also another big one that came through was also an encouragement for us to be louder in talking about the value of the arts and really representing everybody at that top level, at government level, with other organisations and other places, like, you know, with local authorities, with mayors, with city councils, to really make sure that they understand that actually the value of the arts is really huge, and the important role it plays both in connecting us all as a society, but also addressing, you know, the current issues of the day and expressing who we are culturally as well. It's so important.
Also, why is it important to give artists a voice at this time?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, particularly at the moment, you know, we've got big societal change happening, you know, as New Zealand, as Aotearoa. I think also we're facing some, you know, some pretty challenging times, you know, economically, debate also around the part that the arts plays in our society. You know, these are just some of the reasons why it's really important that artists have voices, because these are the matters of life, and they're the things that artists contemplate and think and respond to and reflect in their work all the time. So it's a great way for helping us all, you know, consider some of the stuff that's going on and finding our ways through it, and actually sometimes also helping us you know, come up with our own thoughts on it and how we might respond to that ourselves.
That was Sam Clark chatting to Gretchen LaRoche from Creative New Zealand about some new $22 million worth of funding for established festivals around Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.